All Flex No Dex is an adult podcast. If you compared us to movie ratings, we'd be rated R. See episode notes for details.
Oh no, I'm hyper aware of like the fact that when I scratch my nose, I go inside.
The world knows you pick your nose now.
Now you have that. You can show that to the world. Anyway,
we're gonna sorry, publish Tony. That to everyone. No,
I'm gonna totally clip that, and that's gonna be a GIF. Just your face.
Yes.
Okay.
Howdy, right. Fellow goblins, and welcome to our first one-shot episode. Today we're playing Lick-Toed Goblins, a goblin CC adventure from Agostafelli. Today with us we have Kiowa.
Oh, hey there. This is Kiowa Chad Walworth, and no, I'm not a Wisconsin. I'm a Taurus, which means I'm a stubborn fellow. And today I'll be playing Old Mulch, an elder gobbly who likes to... Gobbly? Gobby, who likes to watch over his younger gobs. He makes sure they don't kill themselves by mistake. Old Mulch has piercings all out the wazoo on his nose and his ears. They're full of them. He's got a tall white mohawk and an equally white mustache. His white shirt, brown vest, and patchy pair of jean shorts are all dirtied and tattered. And he's ready to teach these goobs how to steal.
I mean, you're doing great. I'm also glad this is only a one-shot. Raven!
my goblin, his name is Zaz. He kind of talks like this. Like he's like a... He's a skinnier goblin, and he's got very lime green skin and a pink quiff of hair and a nice pink goatee, one gold earring in his left ear. He's always got a bottle of booze on him, and you know he wears very short denim shorts, and he's ready to do some thieving.
And then we have Zach.
All right, I'm Zach, but I'm going to be playing my goblin's name is Rand. He's a very handsome fellow he's very short in stature, but he's real thick and wide. He has a sword looks like it's made of bone, and he wears a little skull cap here. And then he only wears a loincloth because he doesn't want to be, he wants to be aerodynamic in battle.
And Ian.
What's up? Forgot that I had to prepare something, so...
Put you on the spot.
Yeah. My name is Schroeder, and I'm a goblin.
You're a 6'3" point guard?
I'm a 6'3" point guard.
Play for the Boston Celtics?
Yeah, I'm here for a good time.
All right.
I forgot my mission. I'm sorry.
Unacceptable. In this one shot, the players play as goblins trying to steal some shit from a place, all of which is rolled randomly. The introduction to the game states... Quote, never a dull moment in the tribe of Lick-Toed, where success is only one chaotic and clever idea away. In this game, players band together as members of a goblin adventuring party, set to bring the most sought-out treasure to the tribe and earn the rank of task captain. The game runs on D4s. The more you use, the better. You make skill checks to do things, and your fellow goblins can give you the help action and add in another D4 to your pool to roll. The check has to be below the stat associated with the task. Multiple dice can be rolled, and the more dice you roll, the better the odds of rolling below your stat number for the check. I didn't add this in my notes or tell anybody ahead of time, but you do have hit points. It's not, in this one shot, it's not a huge focal point. You each have 10 hit points, though, and certain things you do might deduct some hit points. All that I'm going to do is, if it's something really stupid or self-detrimental, I'll roll a d4 and you'll take that many hit points. So, like, if you have the ability to cast the Ball of Flame and you accidentally catch yourself on fire, you'll take some damage. Or if you go fuck with a guard and he takes a billy club to you and you don't get away fast enough, you'll take some damage. That kind of thing.
That makes sense.
Sounds good.
Today, we find our Lick-Toed Goblins in a busy city near a merchant caravan that just came into town. It's the prince's birthday today, and the whole city is celebrating. You all see an amazing... shiny and ornately wrapped gift being held within a carriage in this merchant caravan. Y'all want it, and y'all know what you must do. Maybe. You might know what you need to do. You're goblins, so we'll figure that out. As the caravan parks and everyone files out, the holder of the birthday gift, because surely that's must what it be, or what it must be. Yes, English. The holder leaves the gift in the carriage, fiddles with the handle, and walks away. You all notice, however, storm clouds are coming in quickly. If it begins to rain, the people will get back into the carriages and mount the caravan again, and the gifts will likely be beyond your reach. So, effectively, you're more or less on a time limit. You're all hiding in an alleyway, plotting. Tell me, what is your first move?
Boys, this is old Mulchin. I want that present. Here's how it's gonna go down, see? We're just gonna go take it, all right?
No plan of action. We're just gonna rush in.
Listen, I'm not good at plans. I'm just good at stealing shit, all right?
Well, you know I'm about that. You know I like that.
Fruta! You got any plans, Fruta?
Let's do it.
That's a good plan. All right, what do you guys want to do?
I said I'm going to go in there, and there's no plan, really, because we haven't come up with one, but I'm just going to go in there and use my grit.
I'm going, Rand, shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up.
I don't like it.
Calm down, younglings.
I don't like any of you, so let's just get this over with.
Done.
Zaz has an idea. Hold yourself, all right, Rand? Zaz, what were you going to say?
Have a tome. Okay, I have a tome where I can shrink and grow. All right?
Is this the plan where you shrink, go up another man's ass, and expand again?
Do you want to try something different?
Oh, you see, you have a better plan?
I shrink down real little. I go into the carriage driver's ass. And I grow. Ooh. Stop the carriage completely. That's where Schroeder comes in with his sneak ability.
I've seen this work before.
He's got a weasel, I believe.
I do.
He's got a pet weasel.
Weasel.
It comes in. It takes the gift on its back.
Ooh. Okay, listen. That is great plan. Let me also mention that I do have lock picks. I could just go and pick the lock of this carriage.
Well, what about his ass?
And then
the future is now, old man.
Listen, while I'm lockpicking, you go crawl up his asshole.
There we go.
That's a plan.
Wait. How many guards are there?
Roll clever.
Ooh, can I give him a help action?
You can.
So you're going to roll your d4, and then it's going to go off of your page.
Hey, Ricky, which one's the d4?
It's the one that looks like a pyramid.
All right. Hey, point fucker.
No, I'm just kidding.
The pointy one that would hurt if you stepped on it.
Cool.
Okay. Oh, I'm pretty clever. Let me try and roll this dice real quick. All right, I'm rolling, and I got a 4. My clever is at 3.
Yeah, so you roll another d4, and it'll take the lower number. Okay. Even with the old man, you both are like looking out as the rest of the goblins are arguing. And if there's any guards, they must be hiding. You don't see them, or they're dressed like normal people.
I'm trying to help him, but I just can't focus because, god damn it, he's so brawn. Look at those shoulders, boy. I'm proud of you.
Hey, do we know where the carriage is going?
Currently, it's parked here.
It's parked.
It looks like this is where they were going to stop. So okay. If the rain cloud's coming, it's likely that they'll pack up and move.
Don't camp out. Okay.
Hey, there's no guards, guys. Let's just go up to the let's sneak up there, all right?
Yeah, let's check it out.
Let's go. Let's get it, younglings. All right, so I'm going to say that I leave these
three. Yeah,
let's
just go for it. Let's slither.
Up to the carriage very sneakily.
Okay, so roll sneak then. And roll with a help action because you're all sneaking.
All right. So I'm rolling as a group?
Yes.
I rolled a 1, which means it's a success.
Oh, you're rolling for the...
That's a hard success. With the progression bar on in this one shot, I almost forgot about it. There is a failure progression bar and a success progression bar. So every time you get a hard success, you get one positive in the success progression bar, and a hard failure, like you rolled a 4, is a failure. There's 5 in each bar.
Which you can actually see, you guys, on your character sheets on the bottom right. It shows... failed progress and progress.
Yeah, okay. Yeah,
there's also rules for like minor successes and minor failures, but I'm not going to give a fuck about that. If you roll a 1 or a 4, it's a progress or fail.
Hell yeah.
So you guys creep up there. It seems like the man that was driving the carriage is taking a nap sitting up.
Zaz.
I'm going to shrink down.
What do we do? Are you going to
crawl up his asshole and I'm going to expand.
While
I was gonna say, while he does that, can I start lockpicking?
Yeah, so Old Mulch, roll me a clever check, and Zaz, roll me a chaos check. And what are the other two doing?
I'm standing guard. I'm keeping an eye out, even though I guess I'm not that fucking observative. Whoa. Observant.
Yeah, I'm kind of reluctant about the plan, so I'm kind of just sitting back and watching. I wait, and then I want to do something.
Well, would you mind helping me use the lockpick?
Fine.
Appreciate it.
I rolled a one. I rolled a one, by the way.
Wait, okay. That's true. That's a really good point. I rolled a four, but my clever is a four. So it's going to be very Brokeback Mountain. Like, he's going to be showing me very close.
And then he looks back at me.
Yeah, and he's like, I just can't quit you.
I'm going to have you roll another four or another D4 because he's helping you.
Right.
But this is going to be a detriment. So if you roll another four, it's going to be a hard fail.
Okay. What are the odds of that, though? That won't happen, right?
Good luck.
Three.
Okay, so you bat his hand away, like, ow! And, Zach, go ahead and roll me another clever check, as you're keeping an eye out.
Okay, another clever. Okay, because I'm going to keep an eye. And I rolled.
No.
Oh, my God. I think this dice is broken.
Yeah,
it's broken. I keep rolling a four.
You guys are good. There's no one looking at you. There's no one even walking around. It's weird. All the humanoids are elsewhere.
Rand, your just shoulders are too wide. You can't look past them.
I'm basically sitting there just closing my eyes.
Yeah. Welcome.
I can't see anything.
Zaz, with your hard success,
you
crawl up into the waistband of this driver and scurry in. He goes and slaps at his back and starts itching his ass, but you scurry between the butt cheeks and start making your way up the butt.
Dude, I'm just rubbing my weasel, just so pumped right now.
Lemmy winks.
you lockpick the door successfully. It's openable now.
I'm going to hold it open. I'm like, Shruta, you jump in with the weasel.
I was going to say, can I send my weasel in there to scout it out?
Yeah. Your weasel goes up in there and go ahead and roll a clever check for your weasel.
Okay. Four.
What is your clever at?
Three.
So your weasel is perplexed. He goes in there and he kind of just scurries all about inside the carriage. And then he comes back out with a shoe.
My God, is this the present?
It's a nice looking shoe.
I don't want a shoe. I want money. I'm pissed.
I'll take the shoe, young blood.
All right, I huck my weasel out and I fucking go in there myself.
Useless animal.
Go ahead and roll another clever check. Meanwhile, Zaz, are you just hiding in the butt?
No, I'm about to expand. I'm gonna kill this man.
All right, so what was your roll there?
Five. Ian?
A five?
Out of a four?
Four.
I rolled a two plus three.
Oh, no, not pluses. You just want to get under the three. So you rolled a two, which means so your number, whenever you roll that D4, you want to get under that number. That's
under
on your character sheet.
Up?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
So it's not like a plus like normal D&D. This is just like a pass to fail type thing.
I just added the clever on the last roll, though.
Oh, okay. So wait, you rolled a one?
No, I rolled a four and then added the three.
Oh, right, you said a four last time.
Never mind. Guys, I don't know how to play this game.
You got the mental of a gobby.
No, I get what happened. Okay.
Okay.
So you scoop the weasel like goddamn weasel, and you hop in there, immediately find the present. It's really hard to miss.
Fucking weasel.
Meanwhile, Zaz, you expand. Roll me a chaos check.
That would be a two.
That's my wife. Get out!
No girls allowed, bro.
Sorry, guys. Sorry, it's just my stupid wife. Yeah, it's the buzz on the chat. Love you, Lee.
Zaz, right, I'm assuming your chaos is at four?
Yeah, it's a four.
Okay, so this man's lower half blows up as you appear where his ass once was.
Let's go.
So, Zaz, are you just, like, puddled in blood? Just fucking...
Holy shit, too.
And you all hear screams. Men and women all witness this man's
from just this one?
All of the above.
Like, many screens or just this one
question.
Man?
Is this carriage, like, attached to horses?
It is, yeah.
Zaz, let's fucking go. Let's grab the reins and let's get out of here.
Oh, I thought you were going to say climb up the horse's ass.
Why?
Okay, yeah, I'll grab the reins and we'll just get fucking going.
So, old Mulch, you see Zaz is like starting to creep down towards the horse, eyes locked on with the horse's asshole, and you know what he's about to do. You're like, no, no, the reins! Grab the reins, boy! what is everyone else doing as Zaz is grabbing the reins to boogie?
Do I already know what the present that I
I'm
got
I'm jumping
is?
In the back.
You do not. You did not opened it. It's all wrapped up and nice and neat.
All right, can I check it out?
Sure. You go ahead and tear it open, and it's looks like a ornate, what is that mini crown that
tiara?
They wore? Yes, tiara.
Gotcha. Okay.
I'm very fond of tiaras. So.
And not tell anyone else about it.
It's nothing. Don't worry about it, guys.
You close the box back up, make it look normal.
Yeah, just put it back in my fucking, yeah.
Roll me a sneak check.
Okay. One.
Hard success. No one's going to know. They're goblins. They're not going to realize the box was already opened.
That's mine. Nor there's
a tiara sticking between your butt cheeks where you're hiding it.
Hey, guys. Where's that? Where's
Weasel took off with it, I guess.
I don't know where it's at.
He'll come back.
I feel like we... Oh, wow, okay. I guess we'll just accept that for truth.
You can jump in the carriage, but now? Zaz, roll me a clever check first.
With my help action? Because I'm also up there?
If you're going up there to help him, then yeah.
Yeah, I'm up on there with him, so roll with advantage.
Okay, so yeah, because that one, I got a 3. My clever's only a 2. 4, sorry, guys.
Son of a bitch.
So, with the way the rules are stated, there's a pool of D4s that you can accumulate up to a number of 4 extra D4s to help you. So if you wanted to, you could pull from that pool to roll another D4.
I'll roll again.
You've gotten a couple of D4s because you've gotten a couple of hard successes. So every time you get a hard success, you get another one you can add to the pool.
Oh, and then you keep track of this pool.
I got a 1, baby.
Let's go.
Okay, so with a hard success, you and old Mulch grab the reins and you're like, yeah, yeah. Nice.
Let's go, young blood.
With that, though, Rand, the carriage is starting to book. You're going to need to roll me a grit check to successfully jump into the carriage. Yes.
Perfect.
Just what he needs. I've been waiting for this roll.
I'm rolling. I got 3.
You dive in. And the carriage starts hauling ass. You guys got to tear through the city, though, in order to get out of here. And guards are actively trying to stop you. What are you going to do about the guards?
Is there anything in the back of this carriage other than what we just, like, broke into?
There is stuff. Roll me a clever check to see if you can find anything that's worthwhile.
I got a 1.
Yeah. What is it that you're looking or hoping to look for? Like a weapon or something explosive or...
So, something like, you know, that I can fight the guards with at range.
I'll say there's a makeup powder bag, and under the seat you find a stick of dynamite.
Sweet. I'm going to take the stick of dynamite, I'm going to put that in the waistband of my loincloth, and I'll hold on to that one for a rainy day, and then I can look inside the makeup pouch?
Yeah, it's a bag is basically just full of powder. As a goblin, you don't know what the fuck it is, but it's a big bag of powder, so you could use it as like a smoke bomb, essentially.
I'm taking the stuff. I want the stuff. I'm taking it.
Are you gonna like throw the smoke bomb?
I take stuff. Well, we're obviously this is gonna be a big chase. I'm not gonna just huck it at the first guard
that's
that
true.
I see.
That's a good point. You might not even be able to catch up.
I mean, I'm not as clever as some people, but I'm still pretty clever.
Does my shrink and grow tome work on items?
Let me see what it says here. Shrink and grow. No, it's specifically for one goblin to shrink. I will say if you want to try it with an item, you can, but you'll be rolling at basically disadvantage. So you'll have to roll 2d4s and pick the higher number.
You guys want to try to grow this fucker?
Raven, you are literally the most gutsy Betty person I know.
Run him over. We can grow this carriage.
I'm in.
run them all over.
I mean, wait, wasn't Zach rolling this? If he made it onto the carriage at all?
No, he already made it. He made it.
He rolled a one, yeah.
Oh, okay.
You guys want me to try to grow this carriage or what?
Why would we need it to be bigger, though?
So we can run over the guards. Are you guys insane?
Yeah.
Wouldn't that make it more difficult for the horses to
get horses? I'm growing the whole thing.
So as you're all arguing this and yelling at each other through the carriage, trying to decide what a plan is, the guards try to stop you. So I'm going to need either Old Mulch or Zaz to roll a clever check to either outmaneuver them, or I'm going to say a grit check to just plow through them to break free. Meanwhile, Rand, because I enjoy the idea more than makeup, the bag is actually cocaine. And so you stuck your head in, and you're like, "Arr!"
Yeah.
And so,
sweet,
you're going apeshit on cocaine inside right now. Schroeder, you see this? Do you do anything to stop it?
Yeah. I just want to like slap him across the face as hard as I can.
Roll a grit check.
Okay. One.
I'm over here doing cocaine.
So you slap. That's a hard success. You slap him so hard, the bag also explodes and gets all in your face as well.
So yes. This is going to go just like our college campaign, too.
It is absolutely sweet. Pandemonium inside the carriage. Meanwhile, Zaz and Old Mulch, what's your clever check?
I rolled a three. A success.
Okay, so were you trying to outmaneuver the guards?
I'm trying to maneuver, yeah. I'm trying to steer this thing to freedom.
Okay, so you pull hard left on the reins, and you steal horses around them and get just out of the grip, and you're hauling ass. You guys can see the gate. It looks like guards are moving to stop you, though, and they're trying to close the gate before you can get out of here.
Hey, you know we'll bust through that grate?
The dynamite.
What was that?
I mean, throw the dynamite.
He's throwing the dynamite. Never mind.
Well, hold on. Rand is in the back.
Out of his mind. He doesn't know what he's doing.
Rand is in the back. He's in the carriage, so he doesn't maybe necessarily see it right away. So, Zaz, what was your plan?
To grow this fucking carriage, bust through the gates.
Oh my God!
Wait, why are you not growing the horses?
That's what they're also growing. The whole thing. The horses
are not connect. They're not a part of the carriage.
It's Cinderella story. It's Cinderella story.
They're connected to it. They're connected by rain.
It's all one thing. Okay, I like it.
So, roll me a chaos check, Zaz, and Rand. Yeah. Roll me a chaos check because you're lighting dynamite hopped up on cocaine. Schroeder, squeeze. You can give him a bonus die if you want to help him light the dynamite because you're also high as balls.
Okay. I got a four.
I rolled a three.
I got a two.
We're too high, Zach.
I'm too high.
So, Zaz, you successfully expand the carriage so the horses don't increase in size.
Fuck them.
The inertia from the carriage, the horses can't pull it because of the sheer weight, because the carriage is huge now. It's like a bus, like a city bus. It's too big for the horses to carry, but you guys are already a full run, so the inertia is carrying it and starts to run into the horses, and they're trying to break free and get away. So you guys start weaving all over the fucking place. Meanwhile, Rand and Schroeder, what are you doing with this dynamite?
I think I'm coming down. From that cocaine high.
Did we get it lit?
It's lit.
It's lit. Okay.
Well, we have to throw this no matter what. So
taking this fucking sweet time. So can I slap him in the face again?
So you can slap him in the face, and he can try to throw it out, but the doors are closed. You're either gonna have to try to throw it out through the window, or get the door open again to throw the dynamite out. Like hang out and throw it.
Is this a wood carriage?
I use my beefy legs to kick the door open.
Yeah, Zach, just bust the fucking wall off the carriage.
Wait, yeah, you're so beefy.
Yeah, we're gonna kick it. I'm gonna kick it
out. It's a fairly big window now, isn't it? It's a big carriage.
But it's made of wood.
Oh, that's true.
It's true, yeah.
All right, fine. Zach throws it out the window.
Okay, so Rand, roll me a chaos check then with the help from Schroeder trying to tell you what to do.
Okay, so... Three. I got a two. My chaos is that two.
Okay, so you and pitch the lit dynamite through the window and it shatters. Zaz and Old Mulch, you hear window shatter behind you. You guys look out and you see this piece of dynamite just sail through the air out to your left because, throwing it out the window, you can't throw it through the window and then curve it out front towards you. So the dynamite just goes off into the city and explodes, killing
a bunch of people.
Oh yeah.
Okay, can I, at that point, can I try to climb through, like, well, it'd probably be a pretty easy climb now, but I want to go through, like, the window, like, where the, that it's in the front, you know what I mean? Like, where people would peek through and be like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's big enough. I'm going to say you could do that.
I just want to peek through and basically tell them and just be like, we can't drive this cart anymore. It's too big. Let's get the fuck out of here, younglings.
Did our momentum eventually, like, run over the horses that were pulling it?
That's what I'm afraid of. That's why I'm we're about to fuck shit up.
That's what I was going to say, is the horses are kind of being drugged now. They're getting mangled on the sides, being drugged by this bus. They're trying to get free.
Describe.
But the reins and the harnesses are just, like, tugging them in awkward positions. So they're twisted all up. People are screaming all over the city. Guards are hollering. Shit's exploding and on fire. Schroeder and Rand, you hear old Mulch, but just barely, because it's a solid piece of glass window. So he's trying to yell through it. You know you need to get out of here.
I'm tapping. I'm saying, let's go, boys.
Like jumping out the window?
I'm saying, like, when this is, I'm going to say, as it begins to finally, like, slow down, I'm assuming it's gradually slowing down at this point, right?
It's going to barrel through the gate.
Oh,
yeah, why are you guys trying to jump off? This is if something expands, it's got so much momentum, nothing's pounding through, dude.
We don't know what this gate's made out of.
Don't hit me with science, dude. Don't do that.
The gate is a portcullis, so it's coming down. It's about halfway down now. They're starting to drop it, but you guys had already gained enough momentum and then enlarged it that you're going to barrel right through it and bring the horses and whatever guards with you.
Yeah, I'm just hanging out the window that Zach threw the dynamite, just enjoying the ride.
Just enjoying the ride. Okay, we're riding. I'm going to try to – can I try to crawl around the side and try to get in the carriage? I don't want to be in front of it while it smacks into this gate.
I'm on the front just like this.
Arms spread.
Old Mulch, give me
– how much cocaine does he have left?
The cocaine is all over the carriage, so you can just start sniffing it like a bloodhound. You can just start – wiping your nose all over the surfaces. And
give us a little ASMR of sniffing.
Yeah, I'm going to sweep some into my hand first.
All right. Roll me a chaos check. And Old Mulch, roll me a sneak check, because it's a dexterous feat you're trying to do, getting into the window.
Okay.
Four.
Three. I rolled a three. My sneak's a three.
Both you can take from the opportunity pool. I'll say you have another three dice left in the opportunity pool.
I'm going to definitely do it.
You can take as many as you want.
A two! A success!
I got a three.
Is that a success or fail?
Hang on. That's a fail.
Okay.
Fail.
So I was gonna, it's a good thing you still rolled, because I was gonna,
I fail at sniffing cocaine.
I was gonna say that you overdosed with the four. But you get a moderate high, but you are uncontrollable at this time. You will currently listen to no one. Perfect. You're that kind of cocaine right now.
I've seen this destroy many gobbies before.
Old Mulch, you see this as you swing in. As you swing in, Old Mulch, Rand stands up and cocaine is covering his face, and his voice starts sounding modulated and weirdly distorted. And he's like, and nobody can understand what he's saying. Meanwhile, Zaz, you're out and just, yes! And your front seat as the bus carriage plows through the portcullis and just explodes outwards. You see splashes of blood to the left and right, but you're not really focused on that, so you don't know where that's coming from. And you guys are through, but you start to slow down. You guys do see, well, Zaz sees anyways, there is a creek bed that's dried out just in front of you. If you guys can get to that, you can find the sewage drainage and go hide back into the city through the sewage. But you have to get off the bus and get there.
Zach's just like coked out.
It's convulsing.
The carriage is coming to a stop.
Okay, so as the carriage begins to slow down, I would like to be like, let's go, boys! And now I would like to roll out as it gets to a comfortable slow speed.
You guys get out of the carriage and start dismounting. Zaz, you're joining them?
Yes, unless you guys would like me to grow and I could pick you all up.
No, thank you.
Okay, let's go.
Please do whatever it is that Zaz wants to do.
Zaz is going to grow and pick all you boys up.
Beautiful. So roll me a chaos check.
That's a two.
This is cool.
So you Hulk out, and old Mulch is like, no, don't, boy! And you just handily scoop them all. You have
all your chest, though, for sure, while I'm being scooped.
All you Lick-Toed boys are scooped and being carried to the creek bed, but guards are following, and you are an easy target right now, Zaz.
Oh, man. How far have I ran so far?
In large, probably 100 feet.
Shrink time.
Shrink time. Do you give us any warning? No. Or is it just immediate?
I'm just going to shrink down.
Okay. Roll me another chaos check.
Oh, that's going to be a four, guys.
Well,
I will say you can roll one from the opportunity pool, an extra d4.
The two.
Okay, so you shrink down. Everyone else kind of falls on their ass because you can't actually hold all of you. So you all kind of just tumble to the ground except for Zaz.
Sorry, boys.
My back!
Zaz is going to say, get up, boys. We got to get out of here.
Okay, so I'm going to want sneak checks from each one of you. This will be your last roll. This is to get away from the guards who are currently pursuing you, throwing spears and shooting arrows at you. And then you guys are trying to hide into the sewer drainage and disappear.
That's a success for old Mulch.
I got a three. I am not sneaking.
I got a two, guys. Mine is a one.
Schroeder, did you make it?
Yeah, I got a one.
Okay, so old Mulch and Schroeder, you guys get to the... you duck and weave and get to the drainage pipe safe and sound, but you turn around and Zaz and Rand are having a hard time. They trip over their feet and they're struggling and they're trying to help each other. Rand gets a spear through his leg.
Full spear?
And Zaz takes an arrow to the back.
Oh my god.
Oh my god. You gotta stop.
Let's leave him, Schroeder.
I got my
camera. I'm really regretting being a part of this team now.
Schroeder! Wait. Schroeder!
Reach out. I'm gonna reach out to Schroeder. Schroeder!
Can I send my weasel to help in any way?
Or did you describe to me how your weasel would help.
Maybe drag him to the school?
Well, we are small.
It's a small creature.
I know. Well,
what if I shrink down?
Can he poke at the guards, maybe?
Okay, so, hold on. If you want to have your weasel drag one of them, you can drag Zaz, and it'll be a grit check for your weasel. You can't drag Rand, because he is pinned to the ground.
Okay.
Zaz, you can cast your spell at a distance. So if you wanted to help one of your fellow goblins either shrink or enlarge or just to fuck them over because you think they're running away and leaving you behind, you can do that. And then Rand, you have a spear in your leg, but you're the thickest. You're the thick boy.
He's also high on cocaine.
Yeah, you aren't pain. You are just literally stuck to the ground. So you can roll a grit check to pull the spear out and throw it back at the guards if you want.
Okay, can we start with that? And then if I send my weasel out, can Raven... We'll have Zach, can Zach throw the arrow to like get at the guards, and then can I send my weasel out and have Raven grow him to get the two of them?
Yeah, I'll allow that.
Okay. Zach, hunk a spear at the guards, bro. I need a distraction so I can send out my weasel.
I'm doing it. You're the strongest of the bunch.
I got a four, but my grit's at four.
Okay, so you pull it out and you huck it, but it's moderately successful. So, you pull it out and you throw it. But you're all high off of cocaine and disoriented from blood loss. So it's not exactly targeted. You just kind of throw it in their general direction. And you are effectively crippled. You can't run. So now, Schroeder, your weasel is running out. Zaz, do you want to enlarge the weasel?
Yeah, I'm going to grow that bad boy.
Okay, enlarge the weasel?
I need a chaos check from Zaz. And I need a sneak check from Schroeder. Or a grit check.
That's a two for the chaos. Okay. So that passes.
My grit is two. I rolled a three.
Okay, so the weasel enlarges, and were you going for Rand or for Zaz?
Eventually both of them. I guess Zaz first.
Hey, real quick, let me cut in. Ian just got a, Schroeder just got a super success, whatever the fuck it's called. Does that mean we have an extra pool dice?
Yeah.
Ian, you can re-roll if you want.
Yeah, go ahead and roll another d4 to see if you get lower.
Okay. 2.
So that's a success, right?
My grit is 2, and I rolled a 2.
Oh.
Okay. So that's a moderate success. So you run up to Rand, and the weasel latches onto his bad leg. It's all crippled, and just, like, full-on chomps it. But he has him, and he's starting to drag Rand by the leg. And he is also huge. Yeah, the weasel is horse-sized. Sick. Right now.
Okay, cool.
Horse-sized. My God, I've never seen such magic.
I could go for both of the homies, or just one.
Zaz isn't crippled. He has an arrow in his shoulder, so he can still run.
Okay, okay.
I'm jumping on top of the weasel.
roll me a sneak check. This is a dexterity action.
Ooh, that ain't gonna work.
That's 4, guys. Sorry.
You go to jump on the weasel, and you swing on like you would a horse, but you just sail right over it and fall off the other end of the weasel on your back. Okay, so I'll need one more sneak check from each of you to, again, try to escape. The guards are closing in.
Thank God I got a 1. Well, I have my sneak's at 1.
I got a 2. My sneak's at
1. Did you say from all of us?
Yeah, I need it from each of you. So let's start at the top. I'll just call your name, and then you tell me, so we're not talking over each other. So, Zaz?
I got a 1, and my sneak's at a 1.
Okay, so that's a moderate success. Schroeder?
Sneak's at 4, I rolled a 2.
Olmulch?
That's a success for me, boy.
And Rand?
I got a 1.
Perfect. So you guys get to the end. Zaz, are you going to shrink the weasel? The weasel can't follow you down the tunnel.
Schroeder, how attached to the weasel are you?
We can lean behind. I don't give a fuck.
He's going to stay as a distraction.
So you guys get to the entrance, and the weasel, like, pulls him up and looks to you, Schroeder, and is all happy, like, you did a good thing. You're like, good boy, stay here. And you guys pick up Ran and just ditch the weasel. And the weasel's confused looking at you guys, and then you just hear the dying screeches of a giant weasel.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no. I block it out. Hey, if you're going to sacrifice for the homies, make sure it goes down like that.
I'll find another weasel.
The fucking hero weasel.
Hey, I found out during this little adventure that apparently we hate horses and weasels. Our kill total is about 3.
I want money. Fuck it.
You guys haul ass down the sewer tunnel, and you guys successfully escape. The rest of you don't know, but you didn't get the birthday present.
Oh shit! That's right. Whatever happened to that present? Did anyone snatch it when the carriage went down?
Oh fuck! I left it on the weasel.
Oh shit! Wow! All this chaos for nothing, huh?
Like, man, that did not go well.
Schroeder says this as he's putting a tear on. Oh, no. I got left on the weasel. Fucking weird.
I'm just going to look at him and nod and be like, taught you well, boy. Taught you well.
That is the one shot. That is Lick Toad Goblins.
That was fucking awesome.
That was fun,
that was good.
Yeah,
that went well, I think.
That was a good chaos-filled time. And see, I told you how... I mean, for the most part, the rules were so much more simplified.
Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah, that was sick.
And now you guys, now we're all aware, I mean, now we're all aware of just like how playing on Zoom would go.
Not great.
For you.
I love it.
Yeah.
Not great for me.
Zach, you just need a good, we just need to upgrade you from AOL to like.
I'm gonna start crying. I'm doing my best.
Hey, Rand, you're doing great.
Thanks, guys.
It was really good meeting you, too. That was fun.
Yeah, nice to meet you.
Thanks for running us through that, Tony. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. Thank you, Tony. All right, boys.
I just want to give a shout-out thank you to you, Raven Walworth, Ian Allen, the Shark Santos, and the one and only Zachary Allen, the Shark Santos, as well. And Tony, thank you for DMing this.
Also, I want to say again, this was the We Lick Toad Goblins, the Goblin CC Adventure by Agost Ofeli. Check him out. This was fun, and it wasn't too difficult to learn the rules.
So, if beginners could get it in one play, I'm sure you know others could jump into it.
Yeah, that was
awesome, guys. Thank you.
All right, boys.
I appreciate you guys.
It's great seeing all you guys.